Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a great show planned for you this week. We're going to talk a little bit about the Canadian truckers. We're going to talk a little bit about the media. We're going to talk about a surprise, and that has to do with Biden, his cognitive abilities, and who his running mate, Big Al, believes is going to be in the next election. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Ukraine and Russia. Jimmy, let's start out with the truckers. That whole situation has proven to me that Trudeau really, really is a fascist. What are your comments, bud?
Yeah, I believe that what he is doing right now in order to attempt to intimidate and silence peaceful protesters that are really tired of what his government, what the Trudeau Canadian government has done, is showing his true colors. People are beginning to realize that these people are, these globalists, the people that are silencing and been using these COVID lockdowns,
right,
the mandates, the vaccine mandates, that they've been using them for political control. And it's beginning to frail. And I think that the response from the Trudeau government and the Ford government in Ottawa is actually proving to the rest of the world that, in fact, all of this, this entire thing, is based on false information and control.
Yeah. Well, I think we've proven that pretty much throughout the course of the show over the last few years. I would make one comment on that, though, and that is with the Omicron virus, with the direction that the new cases of COVID are going all around the country, I think that this thing is going to become very controllable very soon. And if I were to guess, I would say that the mask mandate is probably going to go away. It's already gone away in some states, three specifically. But I think you're going to see within probably the next, certainly no more than 30 days, the mask mandate will go away.
Well, when you say three states, you're saying three Democratic states that have had the mask mandates. There are many states out there, actually the majority of states, that have never had those types of lockdowns. You just don't hear about it.
I understand.
Only what, you know, the attacks by the administration on Florida and Texas were the two public events because they were very politically motivated.
Right. Right.
And what we're seeing right now, this is what proves that Trudeau and his liberal colleagues, which is really a minority government in Ottawa, in Canada, they ordered the police to start to confiscate fuel from the truckers in the dead of winter. When these truckers, and some of them have families living there, are staying warm and surviving by the fuel. Well, that lasted for a day or two when a judge ordered that that was illegal and had to return the fuel back to the truckers. It turns out that the police, according to reports and people on the ground there, when the police returned the fuel, a lot of them had contaminated it. The next thing the police did was start to take firewood from people that were in the convoys, that were out there in the protests. In order to stay warm, the cops were taking the firewood so they would be cold and have to leave. And now you're seeing Trudeau government discuss using federal powers to stop the protest. And the most important thing that as Americans we need to understand is that this administration, the Biden regime, is now recommending and coordinating with the Trudeau regime to use federal powers to end the convoy, to end the truckers' protest, to silence them. Remember, this is after the Democrats and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and every one of the Democratic leaders encouraged the burning and looting of cities in America and all over the world for Black Lives Matter protests,
right,
that allowed Antifa and the CHOP and the CHAZ in Seattle and numerous deaths and violence and over $2 billion worth of damage, where the Democrats and these leaders encourage that. These peaceful protesters right now in Canada, they're saying enough is enough, are being silenced and using every tool in the book to try to silence them and take away their support.
Well,
and that is absolutely clear,
yeah,
tyrannical authoritarian rule to protect themselves.
Jimmy, what Trudeau has really done America a big favor, and I'm going to tell you what that is. the situation with the truckers, and I'm going to be talking about that on a weekend special today, actually, with a Canadian. But let me tell you, the situation with the truckers is showing, proving that the Premier of Canada, Trudeau, is a fascist. There is no question about it. He firmly believes that the government is correct and the government needs to tell people what to do. And that's exactly the technique that he is taking in terms of the truckers in Ottawa.
Yes, and the Biden regime is right along with it, as well as many Democrat progressive governors around the country. So we are seeing the pushback. I think they're starting to realize that they've pushed it too far, but the typical response from authoritarian is to crack down harder to protect their power. Yep. We will see very clearly what happens very soon. Now, one other thing that, you know, really has to be mentioned. So, you know, the truckers raised 10 million Canadian, about 7 right. million US dollars in a matter of days with the GoFundMe site. And of course, the Canadian government got involved, and GoFundMe said, okay, we're going to stop. We are not going to give that money to the truckers. 10 million Canadian dollars, $7 million. They would give it to other charities of GoFundMe's choice. And of course, the backlash was significant. A number of states' attorneys general around the United States said, hey, this is illegal, that's corruption, that's violence. So GoFundMe actually said, okay, we're going to just refund the money back to the individuals.
Right.
Another company, Give and Go, stepped in and said, no, we'll raise money for them and we'll do that. And they raised about 8 million US, or 5 million US, 8 million Canadian, something along those lines, very rapidly in a matter of a few days. And the Canadian government now has made that criminal and said they're going to confiscate that money from an American company. That company is fighting back and saying, you have absolutely no right to do that. But again, the heavy-handed methods that these administrations are willing to go in order to silence voices of opinions they don't want in order to protect their interests, their political lies, their abuse of individual choice and freedom, and this, and that basically ignoring the constitutions and the charters of our great nations, is beginning to push back, and we're going to see what happens. I think the Biden administration is going to have to back down or get tougher. The Trudeau is going to have to actually crack down, which would be absolutely incredibly embarrassing,
yep.
and really raise a stink, or in fact, he's going to have to, the truckers are going to win this. And I'm praying that they win it. And I'm praying the rest of the world begins to open up. The facts are becoming too clear that this entire thing has been.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, Jimmy, that the truckers are going to win this in Canada. Because society is on their side. Fascism, whenever you start telling people in a free country, and the United States is a free country, theoretically, and theoretically Canada is a free country, when the government starts to tell citizens of a free country what they have to do, the people are going to stand up. I have been saying for as long as we've been doing this show, which is a lot of years now, I've been saying that I have faith in the American people. Well, Jimmy, I also have a tremendous amount of faith, I have to tell you, in the Canadian people. Our countries did not get to be great because we were not independent. Our countries did not get to be great because we didn't turn in, most of us didn't turn into successful entrepreneurs. And the fact of the matter is, when somebody like Justin Trudeau comes in, and even Joe Biden, when they come in and tells, or under their, the auspices of these leaders, the government comes in and tells us what we have to do, there's going to be a huge pushback. And the huge pushback has been very, very effectively summarized. The point has been very, very effectively made by the Canadian truckers. And as a point of fact, it's actually winning big time. I would predict, and we'll talk about this again later on in the show, that the same thing is going to happen in the United States in terms of the lockdowns and the masking up. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.